from what I understand, there's quite a lot of water starting to accumulate near the Missouri River at Waverly on the Carroll County side. I think the water might be up to the road on 65. Can you update people with the situation there along the river?
Yes, we even though the levees have been contained in that part of the county, we still get water that runs backwards up Moss Creek and then goes until it finds an avenue of release, and it will go both south and north. And when it goes south, then it heads into that cavity that you just mentioned and heads back towards Highway 65. Now, once the water gets high enough, the volume gets high enough, then it will eventually close 65, just as it did back in March. And that's the situation we see now. We don't know if 65 will be closed or not, but we know the water still accumulates in that region.
Now, is there a threat to levees at this time? I understand that river levels might be falling, but we have more rain on the way. What should people be expecting?
Oh, there's obviously an absolutely a threat to the levees. Our levees are saturated, and even though I say that the levees have been contained, now that's, of course, absent the disaster that we have over in eastern Carroll County with the levee failure there, because there's thousands of acres of water, of course, thousands of acres underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking about that region, and I don't want to downplay that, but we are keeping the levees intact throughout the rest of the county. However, as those levees continue to saturate with water behind them on the riverside and also water coming from the air, there's just a chance that we could have a levee failure basically at any time, because continued water backing up against the levees is not good. So there is definitely a continued threat, absolutely.
Now, as you said, in the eastern part of the county, water's already out. What should people expect over there? Is the situation improving?
Well, they won't be able to repair the levee until the water goes completely down. And Bill Bolson's here with me too, and just informed me the railroad is as well washed out in the DeWitt area. So we have lots of dangerous things over in that part of the county that we can't really address until the water goes down. We obviously can't repair a failed levee until the water level is low enough to address that, and who knows when that will be. We're seeing these projected river levels just stay high in the foreseeable near future.
Now, there's a lot going on, obviously. Do you have any advice for people who might be affected by the flooding? What should they do? I know you've been through this before.
Well, basically, you just look to your friends and neighbors for help and communication. And safety is number one. The loss of personal property is certainly something that's devastating. However, it's not nearly as tragic as the loss of your health or even your life. So your personal safety and that of your neighbors is utmost. And just continue to be vigilant in prayer.